Shu's Zion and McVall's continued by the Rosh Hashiva Chav Tes Teves Heitav Shemei, January 22nd, 1985, on Tuesday, continued.
And Kabachita says, the David is soon. So I'm definitely like a Talmud, right, learns it out from the Bush of Mechutzo, and Kabachita learns it out from Omer. So the Rayev from the Bush Mechutzo is in respect to the second Machlekes, not in respect to the first Machlekes. This is it. The Rambam Bush raises the same question as Thesis in Yushin. And the Rambam gives a different answer. And he says the Rambam is a shot, involves a very big Kiddush, but not like we are accustomed to understanding more of the Kusha of Hoyoimi, even on the Mitzvah. Hoyoimi do much of the Mitzvah, the Mitzvah should be Kusha of the Mitzvah, Shabidosin Sheo, Shabidosin Sheo, that it means even if we find out that he was definitely a Ben Kusha, Oyver Chalutza, Oyver Chalutza. So, but, the Ramban says, in the case where it is ascertained that he was a hollow, so then it's possible. It's as apostle doesn't say, after home should be even though he was a hollow. But if he was doing the Aveda, and then he became a suffix, maybe he's been kosher mechutzo, let's say he said, that the mother was a Zeynep. To Abraham came and said that the mother was not a Zeynep, was not a Shulia. I mean, like the case of Yana Melach. So then, when it is Safik, so then the halacha is by the push of the chutzah, that it is a kosher of Chom Shevan Tirtze, that since now it's a subject whether he was a whole or not. So all the Avedas that he did before the subject was discovered, actually. But if it is discovered now that he was definitely a whole, then in the Haname, the Avedas is post. It's a big finish. So when they come to the Ramban, so there is no shtaloche that if he holds the Aveide, and then it is discovered that he was a holo, that the Aveide is killed there. The whole aloche is when it's discovered that he might be a holo. So then, the Aveides that he did before the subject was discovered, actually. So now, you understand? The Alfuse of Ben Kushma. Now, the Raj doesn't say, he just mentioned it, he said. He doesn't say whether he explains it like Thesis or explains it like Rambam, whatever. It doesn't even do it. What is that? Yes. The Rambam Shiti is that when the Gemara in Yushu says, Oyim Ramam Mekhdeach, the Umakri, Vakach Nida Shu Ben Kushu Ben Chutzo, it doesn't mean it was made up a deal, it was ascertained that he was a Ben Kushu Ben Chutzo. But, in other words, it was discovered that he might be a Bechol. He might be a Chol, and he might not be a Chol. For example, there were two Eidim said that the mother was a Shvuyah. Two Eidim were Makrish and said that the mother was not a Shvuyah. So in such a case, so the Aved is chill. So there's a Drosakosu, we do not have to differentiate. Maybe he was a Chol. As far as the Avedis of the past are concerned. And we can be tailored that he was not a Chol. But we can't have him. So of course, so I mean, but it remains a subject. It remains a subject. Now, here begins a very complicated discipline, especially according to the Arabic. We don't know whether mikveh number one has the mensah and mikveh number two does not have the mensah, or vice versa. And he was telling to me that I said, and he was staying there in one mikveh, and he handled taras. So do it. So it's a big tummy, it's a big toilet. Because maybe the mikveh, he was staying in mikveh number one. Maybe mikveh number one does not have mensah. Now, the shame was Taras, his. First, he was staying with Mikveh number one, and he handled Taras. Then, after that, he was staying with Mikveh number two, and he again handled Taras. So the Taras too, are Taras in one of them. Because if Mikveh number one was the shame, or he became Toya, when he was staying there with Mikveh number one, so the fact that he made another tefillah, mikveh number two, doesn't matter. If mikveh number one was the chaseiro, so mikveh number two is the shlemo. So now he became toya. Yesterday he was not toya, but today when he immersed himself in mikveh number two, he became toya. So taras number two appears. You must. Bishayim was a taras teres. Bishayim diloy also, Bishayim di also teres. Suppose, in mikveh number one, he was stable yesterday, and he didn't handle taras. Then in mikveh number two, he was stable today, and he did handle taras. Or, Bishayim di also, suppose, and suppose he was staying in mikveh number one yesterday and he had taras number one. And then today, so he was staying in mikveh number two and he had taras number two. And they will be in noches. That both be end. Now, so there is a relevant question in regard to taras number one. And to regard to Taras number two. So Vishen is Luis. So as far as Taras number one are concerned, so it is up. Because maybe Mikveh number one is the Haseiro. So at the time when he handled Taras number one, so he was still talking. So he can tell me the Taras number one. Ushmi is Taras. But Taras number two are Taras in Monashik. Taras in Monashik. Because if Mikveh number one was the Haseo, so Mikveh number two is the Shlemo, some of you know. He was already, he already had a Tefillah in Mikveh number two before he handled Taras number two. Taras number two. And if mikveh number two is a chaseiro, so mikveh number one is a shleimo, So yesterday we came talk. So as a result of making an additional immersion in the Mikra Haseo, it did not thereby become Tomei. That's very simple. So, Krishen is fluid, Sushi is there. If he was Tomei, he would be Tomei the Rice. He became Tomei. He was an Ochel Tomei, whatever. He took the Rabbanon. And then, he immersed himself yesterday in Mikra number one, and he handled Taras number one. Today he immersed himself in Mikra number two, and he handled Taras number two. So, Abu Tumukalo, it will be able to have this. So even Taras number one Atoya. Why? Because we can detail it, there is a possibility that Mikra number one is the Shleimo. So Mele, if that is true, that Mikra number one is the Shleimo, so yesterday, when he handled Taras number one, after an immersion in Mikra number one, he became Toya. Now, today, he immersed himself in Mikra number two, that's Chaseo, but who cares? Doesn't matter, he's already Toya as a result of yesterday's immersion in Mikra number one. Of course, we don't know whether Mikra number one is Ishtarim. Maybe Mikra number one is the Haseo. But as long as it's Nigeya the Rabbanon, and there is a possibility that Mikra number one is Ishtarim, so we are totally okay. So even Taras number one, Anakruis, I'll tell you. So far, so good. Avu to Mikalo, I will be with him. Now, Togu Be'echot Nehmi to Mikalo. Suppose he was from the Tumi de Rabbanon. And yesterday he was saving him to number one. And he was Taras, and he handled Taras. So we can hear him. So he saw him. Why? Because there is a possibility that Mikra number one is the Shleimo. Meet Mabiyam Tzotumakawa. Now today he became again Tomei with the Tumei, the Rabbon. And then the Tabal Mishay, and he was staying there in Mikra number two. He was a Taras. And again he handled Taras. Taras number two. Eilu veilu nochens. Haveilu mechichis. In other words, here, so it should say, after all, it's the day to the Ramon. So let us be tailed hockey. But since we have a relevant question, I mean, Taras number one were not even office yet. So they're still available, you know, for Achille, for handling it. So maybe we have a relevant question in regard to Taras number one, we have a relevant question in regard to Taras number two. So true, there is a loche that when there is a shayling in the Rabbonon, to the Rabbonon, we are tailed off. But here, if we are tailed off, what should we tailed off? What should we say? That Mikra number one is the shaymo. So maybe Taras number one are all right. But if Mikra number one is the Shleimo, then Mikra number two is the Haseo. So then Taras number two that were handled after the immersion in Mikra number two, which is Haseo, did not retire him. So then the Taras number two that were handled by him became contaminated. So it's done. So what do we say? No. In respect to Taras number two, will be tailored that Mikra number two is the Shleimo. But if Mikra number two is the Shleimo, so then Mikra number one is the Haseo. How can we retire Taras number one? So there is a stira. Harilu Mechichis. In other words, when can we retire the Hokeo? If there is no stira. But if there is a stira, so then we cannot retire. So what's that alternative to Tosefon? and say, let us be till the hockey in respect to mitzvah number one. Why not? Why? What's it called? We don't do so. So in other words, we are till the hockey in the Rabbanon, but when there is a question of two sets of parts, and one is definitely Tommy, the other one is Toya, so my chazi is to be tailored in one rather than the other. So mainly we have to be cheshish more. That's the halacha of mechichas. No drama. Tov be'achon mit mekalo das paras day. Nid mo be'em tzatu mekalo mit amo b'sheni was paras in noche zanil mechichas. Mechichas means there is a stir, so we cannot be tailored. Because to be telling both is a tabu sas. To be telling one, my cause is what you toss a coin. Heads, we are telling in micro number one. And tails, we are telling in micro number two, we don't do such things. We don't pass the shaila on the basis of tossing a coin. Nechel the shames. But suppose he was talking to me about, and yesterday he was table meeting number one, Taras number one. Now, today, Taras number one are already gone. So it's not relevant. But he came again Tommy, he took the Rabbanon, and he was staying there in meeting number two, and he handled Taras two. Taras two. So then the relevant question is not in regard to both sets of tares, only in regard to the second set of tares. So there is no stira, because we don't have to consider tares one. Tares one are gone. So, therefore the shades, midnil, oishovdu, actually not so shades, before the problem arose in respect to the Shmias. So when the problem arose in respect to the Shmias, the Taras number two, so there was no relevant question in respect to Taras number one. Taras number one were a matter of ancient history already. They were gone. Some maybe we can detail it. The question is only the problem with the relevant question is in respect to Taras number two. And so insofar as Taras number two is concerned, so we can safely detail it that the Mikra Hasero was Mikra number one, and the Mikra Shlemo was Mikra number two. So Mele, he was leaving himself in Mikra number two in the Mikra Shlemo, so he was Toya. So then Taras number two that he handled did not become contaminated. Shmias tears. Mishanasu shmias. But suppose at a time when the problem in connection with Taras number two arose, so Taras number one was still the end. So the problem arose, a relevant question arose in respect to both sets of tasks. Suppose he went to the hall and he had to shower the hall. What did the hall pass? The second day early in the morning, the problem arose in connection with Taras number two. So the hall would pass. We can't detail the hall because there will be still, and we don't trust the hall. So the hall would have passed it. You are not allowed to eat either set of tars because we cannot be dealing with hokil without a disaster situation. He didn't go to the war. He came to the war after tars number one disappeared. But since the problem arose while the question was relevant in respect to both, so it's considered as if the war had passed already. That so the aloha was at that time that he has to renew himself from both sets of taras. So even though later on taras number one is not relevant, but there are still asuras. to be Nasceš nic i tu jest. To bał na narosti. To bał by je hodně mi tu mechamluval. I oso tárec, i slujej, suppose you will stay there in Mikve number one yesterday, tam mi tu moderajice. Because the palace is flowing, because this is taking the right, we cannot be killed hockey, because of the possibility that mikve number one is the shayma, maybe it's the chaseo. Mikma beem tzatum utal, mikma beem tzatum utal. But suppose yesterday he was stable from the tomb of the rice, and he handled palace number one, he was stable mikve number one, and from the tomb of the rice, and he handled Taras number one. Now, today, this morning, he became Tommy Tumi Rabbon, and he again immersed himself in Mikve number two, and he handled Taras number two. In addition, no Beilu Beilu. Taras number one and Taras number two came in contact with each other, so he shamed me. So as far as the shamings are concerned, it is obvious. It's possible that mikve number one is the shleimo. I mean, it's possible that mikve number two is the shleimo. Mikve number two is the shleimo. If mikve number two is the shleimo, so eilach nameh, so, if mikve number two is a shleimo, so mele, that means that by the time he immersed himself today in mikve number two, he was a toyer. But if mikve number two is the shleimo, so mikve number one was the chaseo, and he handled yesterday after his immersion in mikve number one, which was ineffective, which was futile, you know. So melee, he handled Taras number one, so then Taras number one became contaminated yesterday. So they could not become Toya now as a result of today's immersion in Mikve number two. So that's why it's a shame situation. It's a shame situation. But Yisrepunat. So, in other words, so then we say, why not Yisrafu? But we should say Yisra, because we monef shach is tam. If, after all, yesterday he became Tomei in Itumi Derais, today he became Tomei in Itumi Derabon, one of the mikvois is a chaser. So, let us say that mikve, so we say plus, Yisrafunat, why not Yisrafunat? Because maybe Taras number one is Toya. Why is Taras number one Toya? Why is Taras number one Toya? After all, so it is, if Taras number one, so was, should be, Taras number one should be more of Shachtam, because If mikve number one is the chasero, so then they became tamei yesterday because he ended while he was a tamei. But if mikve number one was a shlemo, so yesterday they did not become tamei. Yesterday they did not become tamei. Yesterday they did not become Tom. So Mele, yesterday they did not become Tom. But But then today he became Tomei Tumei de Rabbanon. He became Tomei Tumei de Rabbanon, and then he was Teveil. He was Teveil in Mikre. He was Teveil in Mikre number two. So he's Teveil in Mikre number two. Some melee. And he touched the Taras too. So Taras too. Now just one second. Also, the question is, but why is Hashem Yisroel? Because of the possibility that mikveh number one is the Shleimo. But if mikveh number one is the Shleimo, so yesterday, Taras number one did not become contaminated. But then mikveh number two is the Shleimo, is the Haseo. Mikveh number two is the Haseo. Now, mikveh number two is the Haseira, and the immersion in mikveh number two today was fearful. So he remained Tomei, and then Taras number two came in contact with Taras number one. So even though yesterday they did not become contaminated, but today they should become contaminated. So that I should explain it later, and he'll say, because since it was only Tomei in the Rabbanon, so it cannot be mitamei others. It's only possible, you see. It cannot be mitamei others. So that's why it's Rishenu is his Luis, Ushni is his history. Even though, and we don't say Monavshach, Rishenu should also be Israel. Because if mitzvah number one was the Haseo, so then they became contaminated yesterday. Because he was stomaching when he handled that. And if mikveh number one was the Shleimo, they did not become contaminated yesterday. But if mikveh number one is the Shleimo, so mikveh number two is the Haseo. So the immersion, the tefillah today in mikveh number two was futile. And Taras number one came counted from Taras number two. So melee, they should have become contaminated as a result of the contact today between Taras number one and Taras number two. So the Rashi explained that he said that, because assuming that mikveh number one was the Shleimo and mikveh number two is the Haseo, so what kind of mitamei was he? He was only impossible. He could not be mitamei. So in other words, so he was only a shamely tume. So then when he handled Taras number two, so he became a shlish. When Taras number one came in contact with Taras number two, so a Shlishi cannot transmit Tumei further. Only in Kadesh there is a Bibi, you see. Because Eichon Eichon Tmeim, what happened today? He was Eichon Eichon Tmeim. So then he becomes a Shemeli Tumei. Then when he handled Taras number two, so what did Taras number two become? A Shlishi Tumei. That's the limit. Then, when Taras number one came in contact with Taras number two, so Taras number one can touch a Shlishi Tumei, only in Kochi, there is a revealing to me. But in Tumor, there is no revealing to me. So in Balukas also, that's why the Shem is asleep. It's very confusing. It's very confusing. Alright. So, the Shem is asleep. Shmiris is asleep. But status number two is mnemonic, because that opens. Either mikra number one is the shleimah. So if mikra number one is the shleimah, so then mikra number two is the chaseyah. And today, the person became a sheni litume, and then he handled it after his immersion in mikra number two. So it was futile, the tefillah. Okay. So it was futile. Some male, its status number two became contaminated today. Now, assuming that alternative, that mikra number one was the chaseo, and mikra number two is the shleimo. So that means that yesterday, when he was stable, it was futile. So we remained tummy. And he handled taras number one, so taras number one became tummy. Taras number one became originally tummy. Now today he was echoichumay, and he became a shameny tummy. And then he was stable. Now, if mikra number two is a shleimo, so then he became completely toya. But then there was contact between taras number one and taras number two. So Mele, even though Mikvet number two is a shleimo, and today is already toya here, but Mikvet number one became contaminated yesterday. And as a result of the contact between Taras number one and Taras number two, so Taras number two, so touched Evishni Tume. So Taras number two became Ishayali Tume. So Mimonavshah, it's Tume. So that's why Shmi is existing. It's a question, you know, of a mathematical computation. The Shem is Luis, who Shmi is his reform, Togo Bech of Mehemi Tumakala. He also Taras his stay reigns. Suppose he was stay veil in Mikra number one, probably two that are born, and the handle Taras fits, because it's negated the Rabbanon, and there is a possibility that Mikra number one is a Shleimo. So we are filled up. Nitmo behem tzat umechmo. But then today, he became Tommy in Tumid Arise. Vitova. And he was stable from the Tumid Arise. And we also Taras, and he handled Taras number two. He handled Taras number two. So it is, because maybe Mikra number two is the Chaseo, and he became today Tommy Tumi the Reise. We cannot be Taylor Hockey in regard to Tumi the Reise. Some melee, it's Luis. We know who Elu Beu, but suppose today there was contact between Taras number one and Taras number two, so Shmias is Luis. Because insofar as Taras number two is concerned, there is a shining in the Reise. So it cannot be Taylor Hockey. Yeah. Maybe Mikra number two is the Chaseo. So then the immersion that you in Mikra number two today was futile. So it's Luis. Shmias is Luis. The Rishayne is his report. Rishayne is even though there was only two the Rabbanon, but in one of Shachit's tongue. Because Moneshah is coming. If Mikra number one is the Chaseo, so then it became Tomei by the Tumei de Rabon, because he handled it. If the Mikra number one was the Shleimo, So then mikveh number two. Mikveh number two is the chaseyon. So mele, the immersion in mikveh number two from the two in the raise was futile. So we remained tamei in the raise. And the, so mele, so taras number two are additionally tumei. Then taras number two touched taras number one today. So it became ishenili tumei. So we wanted shech its tamei. So it's history. So far, so good. Shnei mikvoi shal aboim aboim so. Echot chol, v'echot kosher. Echot chol, v'echot kosher. V'tobo v'echot men, mituma chamorot. V'yos tares. Suppose you had two mikvois. Each one had aboim so. But one was shol, and one was natural. He told the echon man in Tuma Chabur, and he was stayed there in Mikveh number one yesterday from the Tuma de Reis, Yos Taras, and the Hemel Taras. So naturally, so it is. Why is it fluid? Because there is a possibility that Mikveh number one was the show. Now, there's a machlis of shame whether kuli shol is with the aise or kuli shol with the rabban. So if we say kuli shol is with the aise, we understand. We cannot be killed the hokil in the aise. But there are many of the shame like the rambam, the vi, and all the ibid, that kuli shol is also kosher with the aise. Only the rabban is possible. Why shouldn't you be killed the hokil? Oh, I believe that. But anyway, so we see that we cannot, on this set today, that where it's a question, which one is fully shown for who be shown, then we are not tailored. We are. If it's the Raises, we are not tailored because the Raises cannot be tailored. And if it's the Rabbanon, but this the Rabbanon is as humble as the Raises, and you cannot be tailored. So he says, so who is? So Taris number one is suffered from. We cannot be tailored. We shouldn't go to Taris. Then, today, he immersed himself in Mikveh number two, and again he entered Taras. So Taras number two are toilets, because Mimonechal is toilet. If Mikveh number one was the initial, so it became yesterday toilet. Couldn't contaminate. Today Taras number two. If Mikveh number two is the show, if Mikveh number two is the show, so then Mikveh number one is the Eni show. So already became Torah. Now the question is, but there is the Rabbonon, one of the Chesdovol is that if the Torah immerses himself in the show, in shooting, he becomes Torah Rabbonon. So anyway, why should it be Torah? Maybe Mikveh number one was initial, so it became Toya. But Mikveh number two is show. Some mele, he's coming out, but that's only the Abon. So it's insofar as the Tumeh that is affected by immersion in show is concerned, we can deal with Hokkien, and then we can say that Mikveh number one was the show. Mikveh number one was the show. So of course the immersion yesterday in Mikveh number one was futile. But today he immersed himself in Mikveh number two, and that is natural. It's natural, so he became Toya. Now he handled Taras number two. After his immersion in Mikveh number two, he was a Toya. So mele, Taras number two is the one of Shekhar. Shini was a Taras Teres. He became Tomini through the Reis yesterday. And he was Tevel in Mikveh number one yesterday. Didn't handle any Taras. Then, today, he immersed himself quindi credo tu non desideri notare operation all yesterday immersed himself into number one and the end times, and then today in the morning he immersed himself into number two, and again he ended the Tarestu, the awesome. There is a relevant question in respect to both. So Mishenes is Pluyes, Mishenes is Pluyes, Ushnees is there. Why? Because the Mishenes is esophic, because maybe Mitha number one was the show. So he did not become Toea from the two of the rites, and he ended those Tares, Tares number one, while he was still a stomach. So it became contaminated. Became contaminated. Of course, it's possible that Mitra number one was natural, but we cannot be dealing with Hokil in regard to the question of show fully or not. If it's the right says, of course, in the right side of the law, and even if it's the Rabbonim, but this the Rabbonim is to be treated as homo as the right. So the Shemis is Luis. Ushniyes is the Heves. Shemis is the Heves. Why? Because we say in respect to Taras number two that Mimonavshach it's straight. If Mitra number one, as insofar as the two of the eyes is concerned, so there is the Mimonavshach. If Mitra number one was the initial, so it became total yesterday. So even though today he immersed himself in Shuvim, but with the right say he doesn't become Tommy as a result of immersing himself in Shuvim. If Mitra number one was show, so Mitra number two is the initial. So some melee. Some made it today became Torah. So the Tares that he handled today, Tares number two could not become contaminated. Now, but then you'll say, why is she there? After all, there is a possibility that Mitra number one was the initial. So yesterday he became Torah. But then Mitra number two is the show. So today we came to the Rabbah because of Boreshi Rabubi Mimai Shuvim. And then he handled that when while he was coming the Rabbah, some melee, he was Pitami, Taras number two. But we don't know which Mitra is the show. There is a possibility that Mitra number one is the show, so Mitra number two is not the show. So true, yesterday's immersion in the Mikre was futile because he immersed himself in the Mikre show, but today he immersed himself in Mikre number two, so then, and that's in the show, so he became Toya from the Tume de Raise of yesterday and the Tume de Rabbonon that resulted from the immersion in the Shulim. So we have to the Hokke, in respect to the Rabbah. Amet lo amurim to mechmuro, amurim to mechalo, eileilu, pluye. But suppose, so that's a strange thing, but it follows. In other words, in case of to mechalo, it's more homo than to mechamuro. In other words, if, let's say, yesterday he became Tomei in the Tumo Rabbon and immersed himself in Mikra number one. And he handled Taras number one. Today he became again Tomei in the Tumo Rabbon. He was Echol Mei. And he immersed himself in Mikra number two. And he handled Taras number two. So then, in that case, And it's machetzi. It's relevant in respect to both sets of parrots. So too is. Here it's Muhammad. We do not say Shnius Teres, as in the case of Tumachmur. Why? Because here we have a relevant question in respect to both sets of Taras. Now, we cannot be dealing with Hokkien in respect to both, because then to be Tabu is Asir. So, we cannot toss a coin. So, in Mele, we are. So Ruvein was Tomei Tumei the Reise, and Shimon was Tomei Tumei the Rabbon. Ruvein immersed himself in Mitzvah number one, and Shimon immersed himself in Mitzvah number two. Hatogu Tumei Chmuro Tomei, he cannot be the Rehoke, Shalom the Reise, so he cannot assume the Rehoke, Mitzvah number one is the Inshon, maybe Mitzvah number one is the Shon. Coming to Metallo, Shimon, so he's there, he can consider himself there, because he can assume the Hokke, and take it for granted, that Mitzvah number two is the Inshon. Echot Ateirun to Mechmuo, the Echot Amike. Let's say you have two Mechmuois, one Inshon, one Tachon. Ruvein is Tomei to Mechmuo, and Shimon is not Tomei Ochoa. But so why did he go down to Mitzvah number two? He just wanted to cool off, to refresh himself. Yachad HaMeikah. So Atenu Mitzvah Mechmuro Tomei, can't tell the Hokkien, and to take it for granted that Mitzvah number one is the Inshon. Maybe Mitzvah number one is the Inshon. The HaMeikah, so he can take it for granted. He doesn't have to be Cheshish. Maybe Mitzvah number two is Inshon. So even though he was Toya originally, so he became Tomei. He became possible because he can feel the hockey, that's the danger. Echo that Tommy to Makalo, the Echo that Mika. So the Shaila is in respect to each one, either Rabban. Shneim Kui, we Moze Dende, we Shneim Shilin, Echo Tommy, the Echo Toy. Vauch u Shneim Vishne, the Ostars, up to this point, so far, so good. The Rash was all right. He just had to concentrate, you know. And that's all. But now begins the difficulty. Holy was a Deme. Lishneishu. Abtun was Deme, it's fine. Holy was a Deme, Lishneishu. Echotomi, Echotomi. Yehoch Hushnai, Ruben and Shimon, walked on the two shvilim, on the two paths. Ruben walked on path number one, and Shimon walked on path number two. One of the two paths is Tamei. We don't know whether path number one is Tamei or path number two is Tamei. Yehoch Hushnai, Vishnei, Vyosu Taras, and Ruben Hendu Taras, and Shimon Hamilton. The Echod gave the Gaskin Shoy. In other words, Ruvain is an intelligent person of sound mind. Uviyachad in the Gaspar, and Shimon is not of sound mind. He's not of sound mind. Yeshusayochit Shneim Tluim. Yeshusarabim, in the Gaspar Shoyim, Sveiki Toyer. In the Gaspar Shoyim, Sveiki Toyer. This is the difficult part in the Ra. Except for that, the Rash is fine. You just have to concentrate. Not to become confused. But this is the difficult part in the Rash. Now, if you look in the Rosh Hashanah here and in the Be'er Groh antiseptic, so you see that the Groh changes the gears for a good reason. So he says, look into hay. The Shusarabim Shneim Tluim. Bishayochim, Eshayish bin Das and Shoyer, Sveiki Tomei, Eshayim bin Das and Shoyer, Eshayim bin Das and Shoyer, Sveiki Tomei. So the Goyim's Giyose we understand. Goyim's Giyose we understand. Why? Because there is a Gemore. There is a Gemore in Seite. Gemore da Kokhev. So the Gemore in Seite says, to learn out from Seifer, Yalfusa. First of all, what does the Torah say by Seifer? That if the husband is in Kamelishte, Altiska in Ishmael, and then she has privacy with that man. And the question is, maybe there was a adultery committed, maybe not. So the Torah says, she's a sure to the husband. Asura of the husband, and she's Asura of the husband. But Seite, how many people do we have in the scene of the Sokhet Shomer? The Miyachi, the man, and the woman. The man and the woman. So Shnai. So that means Vishishayoch. Vishishayoch means if you have only two images in the scene. If you have three, then it's considered Vishishayoch. So Masayte Vishayochit. So Sofik Tumer Vishayochit is Sveiki Tomei. Ah, Sheret Sofik Tumer Vishayochit is Sveiki Tomei. The fifth line from the end of the compress of love. Magdu ha kosu fya sofi da so. Nikne. Mikana to dorisha. Uma seite shemino sobe sheiki meiri. Vein eskirot. Also the sofi ki bada ayu. Sherets. When there is a sofi where the sherets touch a certain person or not. Shio sobe sheiki meiri eskirot. In between she also the Sophie Givada. Okay, now the first line on the base, the present. The Mokim Sheboso Masay to the Shayochi have cherits the Shayochi. Masay to the Roshi does the Shoy have cherits the Roshi does the Shoy. Because the man and the woman, they both have the das. Some male. Some male. So it's Yehi Dasli Shoyet. Yehi Dasli Shoyet. Because the Aloche of Nikmio applies to a case where he's Mistateir with the deal, where he's Mistateir, let's say, where the person is Mistateir with the Tano, she's a Mishishish, the Tano, but then she couldn't be Asura because Pitu Tana is. So even if she committed adultery, she would not be Asura the Baal of Israel. So in other words, when could she be Asura the Baal of Israel? Only if she's a Deo, she's Bazdas. و از درس رسیه این درس بشاره اونه تمام مرده باشه این درس بشاره رو به شوسریا خیلی سوی کتامه به شوسرها بیم سوی کتایه بشه این درس بشاره رو بین به شوسریا خیلی بین به شوسرها بیم سوی کتایه So we have two emphases. The Birshus Rabbi Nisveki Torah, even in the case of Yehvid Aslishoy. Birshus Ayochi, if Yehvid Aslishoy, so he Sveki Tomei. But if Yehvid Aslishoy, so even Birshus Ayochi, he Sveki Tomei. So the Goyim's Girsi is understanding. In other words, we have a case. Shnei Shirim, Echad Tomei v'Echad Toyei. V'Horcho Shnei, v'Shneiem, Vos Tavos, Ruven and Chinim. V'Echad Yehvidas v'Shoi, Ruven is Yehvidas. And Chinim is Yehvidas, it's not of Solomon. So B'Yoshus HaRabi, Shnei Nfluim. Because suppose now here you have a stir. Here you have a stir. Now the Alfuse takes us in Osir that Zion says, and the Labeis, and in Seyed of Chokhes, he says that the Alfuse from Seyed, Peshus Rabbi in Sveiki Toya, and Peshayochit Sveiki Tomei. Apply only to a case where there is no stir. But they do not apply to a case where there is a stir. Where there is stir. Where you have two individuals. And one is definitely Tomei and one is definitely Toya. But we don't know who is who. Because in that case, we don't, the Alfuse doesn't apply. The Alfuse applies only to a case where the subject applies to one individual, when there is no stir. So then, you say, Vishayachas v'tomei, Vishayachas v'kitoi, even without kasastar. Vashayinti, in the case where it involves two individuals, so then, there is a stir. Because we couldn't say, toya both are failed. We could, because one is definitely toya, and one is definitely tomei. One is definitely Toer and one is definitely Tomei. So Mele, we cannot learn out the Alfuse from Seyti. But then, we can rely on Chazoke. And with Raise, we can rely on Chazoke. Even if there is a stir. Even if there is a stir, we can rely on Chazoke. So Mele, according to the Goyim's Girsi, Yeshus HaYochid, Ruben and Shimon walked on two paths. One path is Toya, and one path is Tomei. And one Ruben was Yeshvidas Lishoya, and Shimon is Envidas Lishoya. So if it is Yeshus HaRabim, Shnei Nfluim. Because Yeshus HaRabim, suppose we had a problem in connection with one individual, not in connection with two individuals, if we had no stir. So then, Birshus Rabbi is Toya in either case, whether it's Yehvidas Lishoy or Yehvidas Lishoy. Because Sofik Tum Birshus Rabbi, the Aloha is, Sveiki Toya, even if Yehvidas Lishoy, certainly if Yehvidas Lishoy, but Birshus Ayochi, so then it depends. Yehvidas Lishoy, if we have a Sofik, in respect to one individual, by Yehvidas Lishoy, so it's Toya. And by Envy Das Lishoel, so it is. By Envy Das Lishoel, so Bishayoch, I'm sorry. So, but Bishayoch, it's Yehvi Das Lishoel is Tomei, and by Envy Das Lishoel, so even Bishayoch is Toya. But by Rosh Hashanah, so it doesn't make any difference whether Yehvi Das Lishoel or Envy Das Lishoel. So Mele, in the case, so the Goyim's Girsi is, Birshus HaRabim Shnei Nfluim, it doesn't make any difference. Ruven is Yehvidas Lishoy, or Shimon is Yehvidas Lishoy. Because suppose we had a problem in respect only to Ruven. So what would be the Alochei? Torah. If we had a problem where believe that the Shoah or in that Shoah, and if we had a problem only in respect to Shimon, again it would be Torah. Whether Yehvi Dachli Shoah or in that Shoah. The problem becomes complicated here because we had the problem in respect to both. But so there is a steer. We cannot say both are fair because that would be untrue. We cannot say both are fair because that would be untrue. So Mele, we don't apply the special Yalfuset function, whether it's Yehvi Dachli Shoah or Yehvi Dachli Shoah. So Shneim Tluim. So it's like every Sfeti Daraisa is Lechumrah. It's Lechumrah. Sins by each one separately. So they would be Torah, and the only problem arises because we have Yistireh. So Mele, we apply the general principle of Chazokah, and with the Raisa we can apply the concept of Chazokah and Yikoreh. Each one has a Chazkastara, even though there will be a Yistir. Be Yistir. But Mashayim Kein B'Shayochid. So B'Shayochid, Alochi, suppose the Shaila arose in connection with what? So then, if it would arise in connection with Ruben and Yehvi Dachli Shoah, so he would be Tomei, and if it would rise in connection with Shimon, who is in with Asli Shoel, it would be Toya. So now the question arises in connection with both. So we say, Birshus Ayochi, Eshe Yeh with Asli Shoel Sveiki Tomei, Eshe Yeh with Asli Shoel Sveiki Tomei. Shnimi Kois, now let's forget the Girse of the Rash for a moment. Shnimi Kois, Shall Eskim Eskim Sof, Echot Chol V'Echot Kosher. Heiker V'Echot Meir, V'Yosu Taras. He was a Toya, but he just pulled off. He immersed himself in one of the two mitzvahs. So he failed, because even though they're in the Rabbon, if a Toya immerses himself in mind and sugar, so he becomes possibly in the Rabbon, but we don't know. From the Mele, we can hear the Hakim that he immersed himself in the mitzvah of Sorbenshu. Vishen Yosop. So he is suffering because the one of Shah, he immersed himself in Shul. And he did not immerse himself in the mitzvah of Mensop. Some of the Mele is supposed to be so the task number two is Yisuf. The Vishen Yosop of Shen Yosop Yisuf. Mister, the mission was a machine also. He will know it. So the machine is tailored. She is his. Now the deceptive starts to discuss another question. Shkin machine, she is asku, the citer or who your hate he damn kissel. Ulachas man, needs an action in his own yard. Ksomim is only Rabban. Since Ksomim is only Rabban, so Yatir Lohi, so speaking of Rabban of the Kule, so Yatir Lohi, so Mele, the deceptive mentions in similar hour. Shtin Noshim, she is asking, now, by Ksomim, there is aloche that if it can be attributed to the work that this woman did, so then she's not a soul body. She's not real. Because Ksomim is only a woman, because with the Raise, a woman, even if she has a discharge, she only becomes male if it is coupled with the Hagoshi. But Ksomim means she found a red spot, blood, on the garland, down the garland. Somebody she had no agosha of the discharge. So even if she had a discharge of blood, she is not clear on the rice. Because the mass of the rice becomes clear only if the discharge is manifested, coupled with agosha. And like someone there's no agosha. But with the rabbonon, she becomes clear. So Mela, since someone is only the rabbonon, So if there is an attributable circumstance, we attribute that to the circumstance. Let's say, suppose a woman hemmed blood. She was trying to draw out blood from a bird. And then on her undergarment, she found blood. So then we are telling her, okay, that maybe the blood on their garment came from the ticket, not from inside, not in menstrual discharge, even though it's possible that the blood on the garment is a result of a menstrual discharge. But since it's the Yeder Avon, because even if it's a result of a menstrual discharge, it wasn't coupled with Argoshe, so she's not a Sumeraisa, she's not Meumeraisa, only the Rabbanon. So in Mele, we attribute to any reasonably attributable circumstance. For example, if she handled Danzig, so it's clinical cause. Clinical cause. In other words, because the tzipeh would only have yielded one cell of blood, not two slugs of blood. Here, two women have a cell of blood. So one must be a menstrual discharge, the result of a menstrual discharge. And the other one could be a result of the yield made by the bird, some male. So if, let's say, one woman, you know, had that, and she had the damtzipeh, so then we attribute that to the damtzipeh. But if two women have damtzipeh, we could not say that each cell of dam is a result of the tzipeh, because the tzipeh could only yield one cell of dam, and here we have two swan dam. So one is a result of the menstrual discharge. We don't know whether woman number one or woman number two has the dam that is a result of menstrual discharge. We cannot toss a coin, so male we cannot tell the hockey. So both women have to come. Same kind of thing. Alright. Stehen wir schon fast mit sich vor, wenn sie dann fragen, wann ich kann, ich kann, ich kann, ich kann, ich kann, ich. Now he starts to explain. It's a very long tisefet, but the pilush is relatively very, very short. Now you already explained it. Pilush lui is in his entire house. Bishin was a tireless tailor. Now he told Bishin, he was a shmiz, also in Tilly. A measure of living tone to work more. He kind of wants to stay to Tommy. I will be a coward, I'm not going to complain, but I must listen. He will be able to tell you, stay to tell you. Il deu please has to make me know to make how to make me more that to make more I've been on which is swish is there by the time she got in cover to make how are in my shooting cover to see the cover to make how is the shall go is in the in my shooting to can stay in please aber da to make more stay to make more aber um sweet to make so to make how habe ich hat in alle meine ihre gehabt in mein der hey war mich hat toll die verschiedenen Städte machten und die Kau schnell und grün, die Militärinnen und Beheide haben die Kau und 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 die Kau. Oh, jetzt wie das ist heute. Now, the Rasch Gierse ist, wer hat jetzt wie das ist heute, wer hat ihm das ist heute, bis es ein Joch ist schnell und grün, bis es ein Rabbi, bis es jetzt wie das ist heute, zwei Getome, bis es jetzt wie das ist heute, zwei Getome. So, jeish vidas kishoel, so, vishu sayochi, so, jeish vidas kishoel deinu mikrishoel, vishu eimei, das kishoel deinu unikrikosha, vishu sayochi shneem tuin, di mitaras lei, lechad mitaras lamin. Now, so the Rash Gyose is very, very different. The Goyen's Gyose, we understand it. بشه سقب روشتون توی بشه سیاخی سردم بشه سیاخی در زواخه یه بی دستگیشوه سر سویکی استامه این بی دستگیشوه سویکی استایه now here we have the suffix in regard to both. Now if we had a suffix in regard to one, so then yesh vidas lishoyel would be sveike tomei, and the in vidas lishoyel would be sveike toya. If we had the suffix in regard to both, so then the yesh vidas lishoyel is to be considered as if the suffix had been in respect to him only, so mele is tomei, and the in vidas lishoyel is to be considered as if the suffix had been in respect to him only. So he's there. That's the Goyim's pshat. But the Rash pshat, so it's very difficult. So he says, Bershus HaYochid is Shnei Tluim, and Bershus HaRabim, so Bershus HaRabim is more humble than Bershus HaYochid. Eshe Yeh Bidas Lishoyel Sveiki Tomei, Veshe Yeh Bidas Lishoyel Sveiki Toya. That's very strange. So how could it be explained? Now, it's late now, but it seems the Russian Admiral in Seiki is, and the Kanon will never say he does the show, which is a Yoki Sveiki Tome, which is a Rabbin Sveiki Tome, which is a Yoki Sveiki Tome, which is a Rabbin Sveiki Tome. So, apparently the Rash holds that just as we had a Yalfuse in respect to which is a Yoki, that if it's Yesh Vidas Lishoyel, so, it's yesh vidas lishoyel. So if it's yesh vidas lishoyel, so it's sveikei toeya. So the same yalfuse applies to Rishus HaRabim also. Because the Lashon HaAdmor is, I don't mean that there's any raya on that anymore. But that's the Shittas HaRash. B'she'im vidas lishoyel, ben Rishus HaYochid, ben Rishus HaRabim sveikei toeya. So the question arises, Bershus HaRabim, so Sveiki Toya all the time. Why does it say Vishen Vidas Lishoyel Ben Bershus HaYochid Ben Bershus HaRabim Sveiki Toya? But Yesh Vidas Lishoyel, it's also Sveiki Toya. Well, so the plain text would be, in Achaname, that's what the Gemara means. So apparently the Rash holds that we learn out from Sveiki two Yalfuses in respect to Yesh Vidas Lishoyel. One Yalfuse is Yesh Vidas Lishoyel, that it's Sveiki Toya Bershus HaYochid, and another Yalfuse that Ein Vidas Lishoyel is Sveiki Toya Bershus HaRabim. And then the question arises, Bershus HaRabim, so Ein Vidas Lishoyel Sveiki Toya doesn't make sense, because Bershus HaRabim there is a Yalfuse that in all cases it's Sveiki Toya. In all cases. So what is the meaning of the Yalfuse of Eibidas Lishoyel in Rishus HaRabim, Lishoyel in Rishus HaYochid. So, by Eibidas Lishoyel, so Sveiki Tomei is very often saying Eibidas Lishoyel is Sveiki Tomei. Eibidas Lishoyel is Sveiki Tomei. But by Rishus HaRabim, oh yeah, Ben Rishus HaYochid, Ben Rishus HaRabim is Sveiki Tomei, Eibidas Lishoyel. So, what's the purpose of the Alfuse of Rishus HaRabim is Sveiki Tomei, Eibidas Lishoyel? It's Sveiki Toya even if Yesh Vidas Lishoyel. The answer is, the purpose of that Yalfuse of Bershus HaRabim in that Ein Vidas Lishoyel is Sveiki Toya, but Yesh Vidas Lishoyel is Sveiki Tomei, is in the case where there is a steering, where Echod is Yesh Vidas Lishoyel and Echod is Ein Vidas Lishoyel. So in that case, so we do not apply the other Yalfuse, that the Sophic Tumish Sarabim is Sveiki Toya in all circumstances. Because that's only when there is no steer. But in a situation of Shnei Shlumi and Echot Yesh Vidas Lishoyel and Echot Ein Vidas Lishoyel, so then there is a steer, so the Yalfuse of Sophic Tumish Sarabim is Sveiki Toya in all situations doesn't apply. Because here do we have a steer. So we have an additional Yalfuse, that if there is a stira in Bershus HaRabim, so the one that is Yesh Vidas Lishoyel is Sveiki Tomei, and the one that is Ein Vidas Lishoyel is Sveiki Tomei. So it's an additional Yalfuse. because the Gemara says here, "Vishayim vidas lishoyim ben rosh shayach and ben rosh shagavim is negitam." So it's not allowed. This thing. And the Goyim changes the gear. So according to the Goyim's correction, we understand it. But the Rashi said is very strange. Now let's go over again that part of the Rashi, because everything else in the Rashi is not difficult. Just because she doesn't show it, and in the Rashi she does. Holy Moses Daniel, the Shnei Shvilim, Echad Tomim v'Echad Toya, V'Holchu Shnayim v'Shneyem, V'Osu Taz, V'Echad Yish V'Das V'Shoye, U'V'Echad Ein V'Das V'Shoye. So, in other words, Ruben and Shimon walked on two paths. One path we know is from, one path we know is from. We don't know which is which. But one path is definitely Tamei, one path is definitely Tamei. Now, Ruben walked on path number one, Shimon walked on path number two. So, Yerush HaYochi, Shneyim Tlui, Yerush HaRabim, Eshayim Vidas Vishoye, Sveiki Tamei, Vishayim Vidas Vishoye, Sveiki Tamei. So, the grow changes the gear. Yerush HaRabim, Shneyim Tlui, Yerush HaYochi, Eshayim Vidas Vishoye, is Tamei, and what he does to Israel is history. So the Goyim does we understand the Goyim does, because there is a Yehuset from Sefer. The Gemara says the Sefer, that for present day, Max Sefer is a Yochid. By Sefer, the Torah says, if the Baal was becoming a Yishkei, between his Eidim, he said to his wife, Autista in his brain, and then she had privacy in that man, and we don't know whether she was Nikmi or not. So the Torah says, Nikmi, I have the Baal, the Baal, I have the Truma. She's a Surabiteras Baba to the Baal and to the Baal. Even if what Shmai is gathering that no adultery took place, she's still a soul until it is verified to the mind of all. But as long as we are in doubt, so then she is a soul in Bible, and to the man with whom she was mistaken, she had privacy, the Baal, Peter is fact, we call him Baal. We don't know whether he was a Baal, but we saw it. So in other words, so he's a soul to us. So also Akosu Basente is also Akosu Sofiki Baba. So we and by saying it's Rosh Hashayochi. How many people were involved and were present there? He and Chi, two. Some mele, so we learn out Masente. Rosh Hashayochi Apsheretz Rosh Hashayochi. So if a sheretz, we found the sheretz close to a Tikash of Tumo, and the sheretz was not Shayochi. There were no people around, or there were only two people around present. So, and we don't know whether the sheretz came in contact with the Tumo, or the sheretz did not come in contact with the Tikash of Tumo. So it's Tomei Viteraspar. It's a beautiful question. Yeah, I'll use it from Sid. Mas Sainte and Shisayochi and Otto Akosu Sotu Gibara Avsheres and Shisayochi. Umas Sainte Doroshni Vidas Lishoe Avsheres Doroshni Vidas Lishoe. Mikanomu Doroshni Vidas Lishoe Vishisayochi Tzveiki Tome Vishisarabin Tzveiki Toye Vishim Vidas Lishoe בין ראש השיוכי, בין ראש השרבי, סווי כי טועה. סווי כי טועה. סווי כי טועה. So in other words, so we have two outfits. One outfit is, in respect of Shayochi, the Tzofik Tzof Tume, the Shushayochi, if it's Yehi Yasi Shoyo, they say, so it's Veiti Tame. But, the Shushayabi, even though it's Yehi Yasi Shoyo, so it's Veike Toya, it's Veiti Toya. And another outfit is, that if it's Eki Das Hashoya, even the Shayochi, so Shreike Ishtar. Ishtar now. So Mele, we can understand, now Tesis, in Seite points out, that Yalfuse from Seite, of Osa Akosuf, Sofiki Vadai, is only Shayach and Tziochi this. But if there is a Stire, like Shrei Shvili, where we know that one woman in China, so one of them is definitely Torah. So then we cannot say Sveti Torah tells Lada. But how do we say it? You have to say it to respect both. So then you know that it's not true. So the Kundalik tells Apostle, we should assume something that we know it's not true. What should we say? Let us just say in respect one that he is stumbled. And the other will show you why you toss a coin, why point it. We don't toss coins. So in Mele, the holy Al-Fusik of Sofik Tumer B'Shut HaYochi, Tzveiti Tomei, is only Shaya when it's Yochi is. But if it's any Yochi is, then the Al-Fusik doesn't, if there is a Stira. So then the Al-Fusik doesn't, the Al-Fusik doesn't apply. Doesn't apply. Because like this, there is a halacha of Sofik Tumer B'Shut HaRabim is Sveike Toy. But here, this halacha of Sveike Toy, if there is Rabbi, doesn't apply because it's in Yahweh, there is a stir. One is definitely coming. So in Mele, we have to apply the general thing. Since the special Yalfuse from Seite is inapplicable, so we have to apply the general deen of Seite that I say is Lechumper. So in Mele, it's not Tomei B'Teres Vadai, it's Tomei B'Teres Sofik. We cannot say Seite Toya B'Teres Vadai, because the Yalfuse from Seite is only Shaya. Whether the Yalfuse that the Birshu Sayochi is Seite Tomei B'Teres Vadai, or the Alfuse of the Birshus Rabbi is really perpetual as Vadai, is only Shaya from his Yochel Yis. But when there is a spirit, like Shnei Shvili, so the Alfuse of Sofik Tumer B'Shus Rabbi is really perpetual as Vadai, is Sofik Tumer B'Shus Yochel is really perpetual as Vadai, or Sofik Tumer B'Shus Rabbi is Sofik Tumer B'Shus Rabbi is really perpetual as Vadai, is inevitable. So this Yalfus is applicable. So we have to apply the general principle of Sveiki the Aisei Lechumpe, but that's only Therosophy, not the Therosophy. So it's fluid. So it's fluid. This is enough. So then, Ruben is Yehi Vidas Hashoyer. So as a Yehi Vidas Hashoyer, it's Sveiki Tomei. It's Yehi Vidas Hashoyer. So it's Tomei the Therosophy. Ruben is Yehi Vidas Hashoyer, so it's Tomei the Therosophy. The shame he does in Shoyo is Toya B'Teres Vadai. Why? Because we have to apply the same principle as if one had been by himself in the hour. Here, that there is a problem in respect to Reuven and Shimon. Reuven is Yehud Asher Shoel, and Shimon is in the Asher Shoel. But let's forget this exact case. Suppose we had a problem only in connection with Reuven. What would we say? If Shimon hadn't been involved, Shimon hadn't walked here on one of the two shvim, just Reuven walked on one of the two shvim, what would we say? Since Reuven is Yehud Asher Shoel, is of sound mind, and is a Rishus HaYochid, some Bele is from the Peter's father. So now that we have a problem in respect to both, so we disregard the fact that we have a problem in respect to both, and we consider it as if we had a respect. When we consider the status of Reuven, we forget Shimon's father. We forget Shimon's father. And Reuven has a problem. Reuven has a problem. Suppose Reuven is the only one that has a problem. So then Sophie, Yehud Asher Shoel, so Sophie Tmurk Yeshus Arabi, I'm sorry, Yeshus Ayochi, he said, don't try. So Besni Paskos Reuven, we don't consider a friend Shimon. We only consider Reuven. Now, you are Asher Shoel, you have a sound mind. You have a sound mind. So, and there is something. Some male have, you are hungry against that. So, then, Shimon is the question. So, Besni ignores the problem of Reuven. And Besni says to Shimon, we only consider your father. You are in that session. You are fortunate to be not to sound mind. Some male have, and it's in Dasa Shoel, it's on Sophic Tunabish Shayokit in Dasa Shoel, so Sveike is Toya with your staff, so you are Toya with your staff. That's the going state. But the Rashkiel says it's not from there. The Rashkiel says it's not from there. And the text to me in the Sefke is like Rashkiel says, you see, really also mentions that the Sefke, and he doesn't quote it in accordance with the Gomes Gers, but in accordance with the Rashkas, so that's difficult. So that's very strange. And so here, like this, we know that Rishus HaRabi is more calm than Rishus HaYochid. And here, according to Rashi, there is a meaning. So therefore David does a show. Therefore David does a show. So Rishus HaYochid Shneim Tumim. Rishus HaRabi, it sounds paradoxical. What's the hesper? The Goyim Gersi understand it. Because in this case, we ignore the fact that the other person has the same problem. And we consider each one as if he had been the only one. We forget about it, we ignore the other person. But according to the Ashkenaz, so why is it that Rishus HaYochid is named Rui? No one is coming to us by the Rishus HaRabi, the Shiyesh Bidas Rishoyer, Svei Kitomei, the Yeshayim Bidas Rishoyer, Svei Kitomei. Now, there is one thing, when you look out at, you know, last time, last year, you know, so it was time for me to persuade it, so on the mail, I didn't discuss it thoroughly. But the merely amikvois, so he makes one point. I mean, this does not explain the Rashi yes, but it makes it a little less difficult. And he says with a pshat in the Tisefke, when it says in the Shusharabi, Eshayesh Bidas Rishoyu Sveiki Tomei, so it doesn't mean Sveiki Tomei, Vitiras Baba, it's Nisra. It means Sveiki Tomei that it's gone. So you can't read it. But Nisra it isn't. So in other words, so it means Eshayesh Bidas Rishoyu, so it's ruined. That's what Sveiki Tomei means. Not Vitiras Baba means gone. It can be eaten. So in other words, according to this point mentioned by the Miri, so it's not that according to the, we can say the same in the Rashi, you know, the Rashi doesn't spell it out, but necessary to say. So in other words, so it doesn't mean that according to the Rashi, so Rishi Sarabim is more humble than Rishi Sarabim. Contrary, it's not more humble because the Rishi Sarabim, so both are only telling the subject. And the Rishi Sarabim, both are only Tomei Misafi. That's the Chumah. And the Shisarabi, so the Indidas Bishoyer is not even Tomei Misafi. So that means, according to the Miri, and presumably, the Rashi is the same Shite, so even according to the Rashi's, so Rishi Sayochi is more humble than Rishi Sarabi. Because the Rishi Sayochi, so even the Indi Das Rishoyer is Tomei Misafi. And by the Rishi Sarabi, so Rishi Sarabi, so the Indi Das Rishoyer is Tomei Misafi. But we have to understand it. We have to understand it. Even though that paradox is eliminated as a result of the comment made by the Rav Miri, but we have to understand the Shite of the Rashi. So in other words, according to the Rashi in the Miri, so in the case of Shnei Shlim, Echad Tomei v'Echad Toyer, and Reuven and Shimon, Reuven is Eivin Das Hashem, and Shimon is Eivin Das Hashem, and Reuven walked on path number one, the Das Hashem, the Eivin Das Hashem walked on path number one, and Shimon, the Eivin Das Hashem, walked on path number two. So then, Reuven is fake Tomei, it's a Tomei, the Miri says. And